Well, I was just thinking it's either 8:15 or I'm in the middle of a horrible nightmare. So thank you all very, very much for coming. And Cindy for planning this. Tonight's going to be a little bit of, I guess, kind of a historical journey through what I call American roots music. I don't call it folk music because I think all music is kind of folk music. So I'm going to play a little bit of my tunes and then some of the tunes that kind of got me into this music. And I'm going to start out with a tune called Long Black Veil, which some of you may know. But it's kind of an old ghost song, so I kind of just gave away the ending. But most of these songs are pretty dark. They all end in, not all of them. That's why there's the gospel songs. It's like the yin and yang, so the all the murder ballads and those outlaw ballads get kind of balanced out. So. All right, so this is Long Black Veil. And it's in four, but there's also a way to play it as a waltz, which is kind of cool. But I'm just going to play it kind of old standard way. So yeah, that's Long Black Veil. That it's a really cool song. It's really creepy. When I walk through Winston, actually, I think of it a lot because just ghosts, you know. So I've been writing songs since I was about 15. And it wasn't until, it took about six or seven years before I had a song that I would even be acceptable to show people. And this song was written for a friend. We had an argument and just woke up in the morning and wrote it for her. It's called Mockingbird. So here it goes. Songs for him, and I still write him songs, but this is kind of my favorite one. He was an incredible sailor, and just had like a sixth sense for all that, so I wrote him this song. It's called Where the Ships Come Sailing In.
Trails of drums, Rolled banners as a victory we shall walk.
So I had to. I was. When I first got here, so Daryl found out I was a singer. I'm sure I was probably ragging or something. Just full of ego or something. So he asked me to play, so I tried to play my most impressive song, or what people seem to enjoy the most. Oh, and so then afterwards he's like, man, that was really good, man. You sound like John Prine. And I didn't tell him that I just basically stolen that song from John Prine. Thanks, man. This song, so John Prine wrote the chords and the tune, but I just put different words to it. But I don't know, that counts. They're so hard to write that it's like, wow, I finished one. It's like, I don't care how I got there. I got to perfect the art of telling stories in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
John Prine song, How Lucky. But three of his verses are like the exact same, doesn't change the words at all. And maybe he's trying to be avant-garde or something, but like, there's so much more to say with that tune. So...
Miss you too, Patrick.
All right, so last New Year's Day, I was driving home from celebrating the New Year with my brother. And I live in southwestern Virginia, and as Daryl can probably tell you, there's some interesting radio that comes on at times. So this preacher was on, and he was preaching a different version of my understanding of the meaning of the Bible. Just kind of not being too inclusive, let's say, with his speech. So he really angered me. So I went home and wrote a song that I wish I could have said to him in words, you know, about my understanding, what Jesus' life is all about. So this song is called Anyone Will Do.
You can surely start. Yeah.
The disciples then were quite afraid. To whom now will we kneel? Is your learning so impoverished? You forgot what always was true. My brothers, have you learned so poorly the lessons I gave unto you? Any man will do. Any woman too. If you'd like to love your neighbor, then anyone will do.
My letter to the preacher. I'll probably never hear it. Maybe his children will. Let's see. Okay, I will do. So this is a song. There's a song out there called Tea is for Texas. I think it's by Roy Acuff. I think I'm totally wrong about that, but I know Roy Acuff is a country singer.
Texas starts with a T.
There we go, yeah. And I meant for this to be a little more interactive. I was going to have tambourines and hand drums and stuff, but so I don't know. If anyone has a question or anything, please help me while I'm tambourine.
Patrick, what kind of guitar is that?
This is a Gretsch.
A Gretsch?
Yeah, they were originally German. Like a lot of good tools. And they were bought by Fender in the 80s. So they're American made now. This one's from Japan. Probably a quarter of the price. But this was George Harrison's guitar. And I was obsessed with the Beatles in high school. So I had to have George Harrison's guitar. Broke ever since the day I bought it. And they're famous for their kooky colors. That's why it's yellow. Or that's why they're famous.
Right.
T's for Texas, also Tennessee. Neither one a good place for a poor boy like me. So I cry, cry, cry. A is for, A for Alabama, also Arkansas. Either one I go to, wanted by the law. So I cry, cry. See, I've learned my letters. You know I learn them well.
Oh man, laughter was not the tease. Somehow I do the whole alphabet. A truly unbearable song. Alright, so
you can see I learned my letters. You know I've learned them well. What good they gonna do me? Gateway to hell. And so I cry, cry, and cry. I shot a man in Reno on the California line. And anywhere I go to, I can't escape my crime. So I cry, cry, cry. And my maker's eyes upon me, anywhere I go. They say that he'll forgive me, I just don't know. And so I cry, cry. Listen to your mamas like you know you should. Don't go doing a thing just to prove you could. Unless you cry, cry, cry.
So that's my version of Tears for Texas. I'm waiting for the lawsuit.
You
gotta
add H's for Holden.
Yeah, H's for Holden. And if I did it in the right order, the acronym would be THA. Well, so does it bear up as a sad song? Or should I make it a comedy song?
Oh, Josh said tragic comedy.
Tragic comedy? That is the only rational. Well, you know, back in the day, it was probably quite, you know, it wasn't accomplishment to learn your letters. Not, and it is still.
You ask any 4-year-old.
Went down. July. The engine passed at 6 o'clock. The cab went by at 9.
All I can say is yodeling's really hard. Sometimes you make it, and sometimes you don't.
That's great.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so this is a song called "Hey Willy Boy." And it's about, there's a lot of folk songs, four verses, and there's four seasons, and each verse kind of takes you through the season. So I very much like that structure. So. At all. the only folk song I know with the word puppies in it. I like it for that reason. So I'm gonna do a little. It's a new song, so I don't know the words so well. It's called Holy, Holy, Holy. Or Holy the Horse. I'm really obsessed with horses.
I don't know why. They're fun.
Alright. It's called Kneeling Drunkard's Plea. I have been known to be too fond of alcohol, so I identify with it, to say the least. And depending on who you talk to, it was written by Johnny Cash or the Lubin Brothers, who are this crazy brother duo, have this really crazy life. One of them was married 3 or 4 times. His third wife shot his thumb off in an argument. In a marital dispute.
Sounds like a martial dispute.
So he didn't have a thumb, but he still managed to play mandolin. And so they had these hard lives, and they were, but they just wrote the most beautiful kind of gospel songs. So and you could tell they just had tremendous faith. So this is one of their songs.
Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea, and as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God from heaven looked down. I went down to an old country church. I saw the drunkard stagger and lurch, and as he reached his mother's grave, I saw that drunkard kneel and pray. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea, as he lay there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down. Years have passed and she went away. Her son is sleeping beside her today. And I know in heaven his mother will see God has heard that drunkard's plea.
That song is on their album, Satan is Real. And it's a very famous album, not so much for the music, but for the cover design. Which I almost don't even want to describe, because in your imagination it must be quite. But it's them in front of a tire fire at a dump with a giant, like, 20-foot tall cardboard cutout of a pitchfork devil painted in red. And they're standing in front of this fire. And this was made in like 1952 or something. So, I don't know, their agent was like, yeah, this is going to be huge. But it's kind of blown up on the internet in recent years because it's very ahead of its time, I suppose. So, I didn't really start out doing country music. There was one day I was just singing and then some twang entered my voice, and I just did, and I was like, oh, that sounds good, so I'm going to keep singing like that, because I don't really talk in a Southern accent, but I sing with one, and it just kind of developed over time, and there was one singer in particular, 2 or 3 years after I started singing like that, that I heard and I really liked, Johnny Horton, and he's a real old guy. He had two really cheesy popular songs like in the 50s or something. But he was a kind of a staple at the Grand Ole Opry. And one of his two hits was called Springtime in Alaska. So I would sit in my room with the needle and the record player and just over and over and over just rewind it and try to sing like him. Had headphones, so he would be playing at the same time and I would try to pitch match with him and just because his inflections are incredible. He's an amazing singer. And country music's weird. I mean, it's pretty basic, boring music, but kind of the interest is in those real subtle, it's all, I guess, I know, the interest in the art is in the vocals, so. But anyway, this is a Johnny Horton song. It's called Springtime in Alaska. And apparently he wrote this song when he was in a bar with a friend and they bet each other that they could not write songs about Alaska. So he was like, well, I'll show you. And the song ended up becoming like number one, you know. So. And there's another twist at the end.
I emerged from Point Bear Room in a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. I pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. I walked in the door and the music was clear. Prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
This one is supposed to be funny. It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing that tune. I did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. The dance names are real funny, but they supposedly do. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dancing on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I did not know Lil's big Ed's wife to be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below. It's real complicated. It's funny, but it's also sad because he died. And then at the end, it's sung by a ghost, so it's creepy too. And the way he sings it, he just has this ghostly wail through the whole song. And he has a backup chorus of three or four women also who are like, "Springtime in the last." It's pretty creepy. So I'm gonna play a song that I wrote on the way out from Holden 2 years ago. Mike Williams, he's a maverick, he was giving me a ride to Bend, Oregon. And he just had a bunch of really good music in the car, and he was just playing a song, and this was like an old fiddle tune that had no words. And we were going through Eastern Oregon, which if you've never been through, is just absolutely gorgeous. Rolling hills, it's very dry. But anyway, I was looking out the window and I wrote this song. He was probably glad I kept my mouth shut for 5 minutes. I got pretty chatty with him. Alright, so this is called Obligatory Waltz.
and never to know each other till the earth and sky should fall. Like anything, love desires to be free, but it's lonely enough without your heart being so tough. Come on, baby, please dance with me.
That song's actually about a character in a tarot card. I had no idea what to do with it, and then I just opened up to a random card, and there was this guy with a sword over his shoulder walking up a mountain. And I was like, well, oh my. Okay, is everyone good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to do my favorite gospel song, and then I'll do a song that I wrote for my grandma. And then if anyone wants to leave, by all means, please do so. I don't want to keep anyone. This song is by Dr. Ralph Stanley. We call him Virginia. Honorary doctor. I think he's got a degree from Radford or something. It's called Angel Band. And I think it's in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, if you've ever seen that movie. It's an incredible, incredible song.
It's actually one that Terry does sometimes.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah, it's an old standard. My lady, it is you're sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph, it has begun. Oh, come, angel band, come. Around me stand, bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. Oh, bear my loving heart to him who bled and died for me. His blood now cleanses from all sin, it grants me victory. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternity. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. I've almost gained my heavenly home. My spirit, it loudly sings. The whole ones behold, they come. I hear the breath of wings. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. I haven't done a Carter Family song, but... yeah, let's do that. So... the Carter Family didn't write a bad song, but they're all good. This is one of my favorite ones. Just something about it, it's real bittersweet. It's called "You've Been a Friend to Me." My bar.
My bar of life was tossing down the troubled stream of time. Since first I saw your smiling face, and you was in this prime. I'll never forget wherever I roam, wherever I may be. If ever I once had a friend, mama, you've been that friend to me. Misfortune nursed me as a child. She loved me fondly too. And I would have died of a broken heart had it not been for you. And I can never forgive wherever I roam, wherever I may be. If ever I once had a friend, you've been that friend to me. I now look back upon the past, across life's troubled sea. I smile to think that through it all, you have been that friend to me. And I can never forgive wherever I roam, wherever I may be. If ever I once had a friend, you've been that friend to me.
What's anyone in the mood for? I'll do one more.
Do the one you wrote for your grandma.
My grandma? Okay. My grandma's name is Audrey. And her husband died about 2 months ago. And he's my step-grandpa. And she is not ready to go. She's very scared, and she has a lot of regrets. So I wrote her this song, kind of in the form of a letter, actually. And it's called "Dear Audrey." There was something I could say to you to ease your heart and cure your blues. But I have no part in the rules. I am only a fool. to give some king a laugh. We are.